Good afternoon, this is The Art of Jazz, I'm Ken Wiley. Early this morning, I found out that Abby Lincoln passed away. She died yesterday at age 80, and of course I had my program ready to go, and I want to play her to start the program today in memory of her and her greatness as a person, artist, and representative of us. And so for you, from me, Abby Lincoln and Hank Jones.
When there is love, does it be again, pressing your lips close to mine? How can you tell when there is love? Is it a spirit divine? Thing. but you are the one I'm thinking of whenever my heart sings. Now that there's love, magical thing, given for someone to share. Then over the years, you and me love, our love will always be here. And forget all resistance when you and your magic pass by. My heart's in a dither, dear, when you're at a distance, but when it's not the pale moon that excites me, that thrills and delights me. Oh, no. It's just the nearness of you. It isn't your sweet conversation that brings this sensation. It's just the nearness of you. When you're in my arms and I feel you so close to me, all my to hold you ever so tight, and to feel in the night and I feel you so close to me.
Thank you.
should get. I should let it upset me.
Something of Abby Lincoln, who died yesterday at the age of 80. That was from Paris in 1992 and distributed by Verve and her accompanist Hank Jones. What they did, first of all, was one that she did, both lyric and music, When There Is Love. Then Hoagy Carmichael and Ned Washington's Beauty and the Nearness of You. And finally, I Should Care, written by Axel Stordahl and Paul Weston, with lyric by Sammy Kahn. In memory of Abby Lincoln. This is The Art of Jazz. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU NPR News. And all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Portage Bay Cafe's Organic Table Catering, offering local, sustainable, and organic catering for all types of corporate and private events. More information is available online at organictable.com.
Now to what I had planned to start off with for the program today. I want to chase All God's Children Got Rhythm, and that written by Bronislaw Klaper and Walt German, with Gus Kahn doing the lyric. I'm starting with 1947 recording of Miles Davis All-Stars, and they do their composition based on All God's Children Got Rhythm. It's called Little Willie Leaps, Savoy Records. Miles trumpet, Charlie Parker tenor saxophone here, John Lewis piano, Nelson Boyd on bass, and Max Roach on the drums. Thank you. Miles Davis and Little Willie Leaps, 1947, based on All God's Children Got Rhythm. Savoy, Miles Trumpet and Charlie Parker Tenor, John Lewis Piano, Nelson Boyd, String Bass Max Roach Drums. Now, Ellington's orchestra went into the recording studio in June of 1937 for Master Records and recorded their version of All God's Children Got Rhythm. And I'm going to follow that with the same date, same people, and Duke allowing his great singer Ivy Anderson to have her name as the leader. It's called Ivy Anderson and Her Boys from Dixie for some silly reason. So we might hear Gus Kahn's lyric of All God's Children Got Rhythm.
Maybe help that. Oh, God, do that for them. Or push.
God's Children Got Rhythm. Two versions, both 1937, same date. Duke Ellington and his famous orchestra, and Ivy Anderson and her boys from Dixie. Same people. On the first, Barney Bigard's clarinet, Joe Nanton's trombone, Harry Carney's baritone sax, Lawrence Brown's trombone, Johnny Hodges on his alto saxophone. On the second, the singing of the lyric by Gus Kahn, by Ivy Anderson, and some beautiful build-up to Johnny Hodges swinging on his alto. All God's Children Got Rhythm. Here's Roosevelt Sykes.
Cooking. mess. Look out, California, here I come. Jive in your vest and let it rest.
Roosevelt Sykes at the piano and singing. And with him on guitar, Ted Summit, and on drums, Armon Jump Jackson. Bluebird Records, 1944 in Chicago. Honeysuckle Rose, written by Thomas Vetswaller and Andy Razav, and Jive in the Jive, written by Sykes. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you. And this is 88.5 KPLU NPR News and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Snohomish County Tourism Bureau, announcing Fresh Paint, Festival of Artists at Work. On August 21st and 22nd, the Everett Marina Promenade turns into an outdoor studio and gallery where visitors can purchase, watch, and create art. Info at freshpaintfestival.com.
All right, let me look at my notes. Lee Wiley is going to sing for you now, no relation. I wish she was, but she isn't. From 1956. The arranger is on piano, and his name is Ralph Burns, and you may remember that if you liked Woody Herman, or do still like Woody Herman. He played a big part in that band's career. For RCA Victor Records, This Is New, written by Kurt Vile, Ira Gershwin, 1941, for the musical Lady in the Dark.
This is new, I was merely existing. This is new, and I'm living at last. Head to toe, you've got me, so I'm spellbound. I don't know if I am heaven or hellbound. This is new. Is it Venus insisting that I'm through? with a shadow he pays. I'm hurled up to this is new. Is it Venus insisting that I'm through with the shadowy past? I'm hurled up to another. But this is new.
Lee Wiley singing for you, This Is New, written by Kurt Vile. And lyric by Ira Gershwin for a 1941 presentation called Lady in the Dark. Seattle artist Norman Durkee up now, and his ongoing study of Kurt Vile and his boundless appreciation of Thelonious Monk. Norman's going to play his version of This Is New, which you just heard, and from the same show that Vile and Gershwin did is another classic to be performed by Norman Durkee called My Ship. Norman Durkee, solo piano, 2007 in Seattle. Both compositions by Kurt Vile and Ira Gershwin. This is New and My Ship, both from the same show. And to give you another version of My Ship, I'd like to send this out to Bernie Jacobs, Seattle flutist and vocalist and all-around fine representative of this art, and his deep love of Roland Kirk.
ship. Beautiful ship.
Roland Kirk Quartet and My Ship, 1964 for Limelight Records. Kirk on flute, Horace Parlin playing the piano, Michael Fleming bass, and Walter Perkins on drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This program is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. I had to poke a couple of buttons. This is Oscar Peterson's birthday. He was born this date in Montreal, 1925. And I brought along some solo piano work. You're going to hear five compositions, hopefully uninterrupted, done by Mr. Peterson in 1970. And happy birthday. Oscar Peterson, solo pianist, 1970, for BASF Records. He was born this date in Montreal, 1925. Give Me the Simple Life, written by Rube Bloom. Basin Street Blues, by Spencer Williams. Honeysuckle Rose, and Peterson's brilliant retrograde inversion of that. Dancing on the Ceiling, another beauty by Richard Rodgers. And Peterson's own Little Jazz Exercise. Something to get the fingers going. Oscar Peterson on his birthday. And performing there in 1970. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley. Happy to be with you on Sunday afternoons. Freddie Slack, pianist. In L.A., June 1941, there was quite a craze for boogie-woogie, which is the blues, and changing the number of beats per measure, so that there are eight to the bar. That became very popular. And Freddie called this group his eight beats. He does the arranging and the piano work. We'll hear Gene DePaul and Don Ray, Pigfoot Pete, and Don Ray, the lyricist, is going to sing for you. The drummer, for those of you that remember Spike Jonze, should know that Spike Jonze is doing the drumming here. Then Slack and Ray McKinley wrote Strange Cargo, along with Will Bradley. Freddie Slack and his eight beats.
Thank you. Kansas City on 12th Street. They say that there's a guy they call Pigfoot Pete. He plays piano by ear, and he'll play all night for pig's feet and beer. He's murder on the 88. He's the guy who brought the boogie-woogie up to date. He's got a cannon in his left hand and a rifle in his right. He's just a double-barreled gate, and he shoots the 8 beats to you at a frightening rate. He's just a solid whiz. I'll tell you who he is. He's Pigfoot Pete, a boogie-woogie's elite. His hands are just as big as Virginia hams, and when they go to work, they like battering rams. And when he plays on that box, the joint rocks until you beat to your socks. Wherever Boogie is part of the plan, you'll find Pigfoot Pete, the boogie-woogie man.
Thank you.
Freddie Slack at the piano, his arrangements, and his 8 beats. Getting into Boogie Woogie, Los Angeles, 1941 for Decca, Pigfoot Pete with a vocal, excuse me, by the lyricist Don Ray and the composer Gene DePaul, and Strange Cargo, Freddie Slack. Slack ran a big band also and was very successful for many years. And he was also a superb accompanist. That's not always the case. But in this case, it was. Here's Freddie Slack at the piano, Al Hendrickson on guitar, and Judd Donat on string bass, and Joe Turner to sing for you.
Chicago, and I'm sorry I can't take you. I'm going to Chicago, and I'm sorry I can't take you. Because ain't nothing there that a monkey woman like you can do. See me coming, baby, hide your window high. Yes, when you see me coming, baby, hide your window high. And when you see me leaving, baby, you hang your head and cry. Sunshine, let's see what tomorrow brings. Hurry down, sunshine, let's see what tomorrow brings. Today brings sunshine, tomorrow it may bring rain. You do things you ought not to do. Yes, you so mean and evil. You do things you ought not to do. But you carry my kind of loving, I guess I'll have to put up with you.
Because the blues is done spread rocks in my bed. Of all the people I see, why do they pick on for me and put rocks in my bed? All night long I weep. How can I sleep with rocks in my bed? Two people in this world I just can't stand. No, ain't but two people in this world I just can't stand. That
got this jealous-hearted woman and a two-faced man. My baby's gone, and I know she won't be back. My baby's gone, yes, and I know she won't be back. Says she's lower than a snake, way down in a wagon track. Says she's long, she's tall, she's shaped just like a willow tree. She's long, she's tall, she's shaped just like a willow tree. My baby's all right with me, so I'm gonna call up to China. I wanna see if my baby's over there. Yes, I'm gonna call to China. I wanna see if my baby's over there. Say, I've got a feeling my good gal's in this world somewhere. I've got rocks in my bed. I've got rocks in my bed. I've got rocks in my bed. Yes, there's rocks in my bed. I'm under love and overfed. My gal's gone, so instead I've got rocks in my bed.
Joe Turner singing for you. Freddie Slack, piano. Al Hendrickson, guitar. Judd Dinott on string bass for Decca Records. Los Angeles, September 1941. Going to Chicago Blues, written by Bill Basie and Jimmy Rushing. Rocks in My Bed by Duke Ellington. Sunrise and Blues by Joe Turner. Let's see, what do I want to do now? Let's do this. This is 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
KBTC Public Television, presenting Nikki Yanofsky live in Montreal tonight at 7. In this new special, the 16-year-old singer performs jazz, classic pop, and original songs at Montreal's Mercure Theatre. More information at kbtc.org.
I'd like to do two artists in a row. Let's hear a couple from Woody Herman and his orchestra from 1949 and two from the Hi-Los in 1956.
Thank you. The evening breeze caressed the trees tenderly. The trembling leaves embraced the breeze tenderly. Then you and I came two hearts met breathlessly.
Thank you.
Starting off with Woody Herman, doing two from Los Angeles, 1949, for Capitol Records. Rhapsody in Wood, written and arranged by Ralph Burns, and Tenderly, written by Walter Gross. And Woody playing clarinet and alto, and some nice work in there by Bill Harris on his trombone. Then The High Lows, 1956, for Columbia, arrangements by Frank Comstock, Tenderly, so we could hear Jack Lawrence's beautiful lyric to that. And Deep Purple, music written by Peter DeRose, lyric by Mitchell Parrish. Mitchell Parrish, great lyricist. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and All That Jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
Eyes on Fremont, a locally owned Seattle business where trained staff helps find the right pair of glasses for each person's individual style and taste, providing the latest freeform lens technology and a mix of frames from small independent eyewear designers. Info at eyesonfremont.com.
All right, let's see. Benny Goodman and his orchestra. This is from a 12-inch Columbia record, bigger than most that were done in those days. The composer and the arranger is Eddie Sauter. It was done in 1940. It's called Benny Rides Again. Whatever trumpet work you hear in here in solo form is Cootie Williams, who had come across from Ellington's band to join Benny Goodman. And the superb drumming throughout is by Harry Yeager. Benny Goodman, Benny Rides Again. Benny Goodman and his orchestra and his clarinet, and Benny Rides Again, a composition by Eddie Sauter and an arrangement by Sauter for the orchestra. Duke Ellington now for Columbia Records, 1947. Don't Be So Mean to Baby, written by Dave Barbour and Peggy Lee, and featuring a vocal by Al Hibbler.
Just because I'm kind and gentle and slightly sentimental, honey, I'm a fool for you. Don't be so mean to baby, 'cause baby's so good to you. Could you go and leave me crying without even trying? You must be made of stone. Don't be so mean to baby, 'cause baby's so all alone. Just because you know I love you, and I've loved you for so long, please don't try to take advantage, 'cause I believe that love can do no wrong. When you tell me that you love me, and you think the whole world of me, then turn around and say we're through. Don't be so mean to baby, 'cause baby's so good to you. When you tell me that you love me, and you think the whole world of me, then turn around and say we're through. Don't be so mean to baby, 'cause baby's so good to you.
Duke Ellington with his vocalist Al Hibbler, and some fine work on trumpet at the beginning of that by Harold Shorty Baker. Don't Be So Mean to Baby, written by guitarist Dave Barbour and his wife at the time, Peggy Lee. Dave Barbour now, his band, his guitar, LA 1946 for Capitol. This is one that Barbour wrote with his clarinetist Tiny Bow. It's called Forever Paganini. The trumpet work is by Ray Lynn, the piano by Buddy Cole, and Tiny Bow's clarinet. Thank you. Dave Barbour, his orchestra, and his guitar, 1946, Los Angeles, Forever Paganini. He wrote that with Heine Bo, who played the clarinet, and Buddy Cole's piano, and Ray Lynn, trumpet for Capitol Records, Forever Paganini, the great Italian violinist. And lots of requests. I think I've mentioned occasionally that I get many of you who call and write in and want to hear certain people and certain compositions, and it's a pleasure for me to, as much as I can, honor those requests. Alex, who lives down in Fort Worth, Texas, and has all kinds of interesting comments to make to me about the music people he's known. He wanted to hear Ben Webster. He said, Body and Soul is always played by Coleman Hawkins, and I think Ben Webster's solo is equally as beautiful. Fine. I do too, and I think 1944 was the year, Savoy, for Body and Soul. Johnny Granieri is here to play the piano, Teddy Walters on guitar, Billy Taylor string bass, and the leader of the band behind Ben Webster on his tenor is Cozy Cole, the great drummer. Here's Body and Soul for Alex.
I'm
Texas. That's Cozy Cole All-Stars, 1944 for Savoy. Tenor saxophonist Ben Webster. And Body and Soul. Alice, who lives in Pensacola, Florida, and has a great sense of humor, wanted to hear a 1929 recording by Dick Robertson singing Some Sweet Day. I asked her, was that your grandmother's favorite? And she said, grandmother's, it's mine. Well, all right.
Fate has always played a part with lovers. It played with my heart, you see. But I am no different than the others. Fate has brought you here to me. Some sweet day, you'll be my sweetheart. Some sweet day, you'll know I really love you. Though it's wrong to call you sweetheart, right or wrong, love finds a way. It's so hard, dear, to forget you when your heart is aching. It won't let you, come what may, you'll be my sweetheart. Some sweet day I'll make you down, flowers all around. Some sweet day, you'll know how much I love you. When I say that I'll honor and obey that happy day, clouds will drift away. Some sweet day, when you are mine. In my dreams, I feel that deep down in my heart, you've always played a part. And it I've always waited just for you. No one else would do. Come what may. Just as long as all the skies are blue above, we will be in love some sweet day. When you are mine.
Some Sweet Day, Dick Robertson singing it for you right there. 1929 for Brunswick, a request from Alice, who lives in Pensacola, Florida. Red Nichols is in that band, playing his cornet, and Glenn Miller, his trombone. This is The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, happy to be with you. And for Emily down in Davenport, Iowa, I said, do you want to hear some Bix Beiderbecke, because Bix Beiderbecke was born there. She said, no, I want to hear Louis Armstrong, 1930, Blue Turning Gray Over You. And that's a Fats Waller tune. Andy Rezef and Harry Brooks had a hand in it, Lyric and others. The trombonist you're going to hear is J.C. Higginbotham. Other than that, Louis's great trumpet and singing. Armstrong's Beautiful Playing and Singing, 1930 for OK Records, Blue Turning Gray Over You, written by Thomas Fats Waller, Andy Rezef, and Harry Brooks. And J.C. Higginbotham's fine trombone work. Emily in Davenport, Iowa, thanks for that request. Sandra now in Chicago wants to hear the Guild record of Dizzy Gillespie and his All-Stars on one side doing Shaw Nuff and on the other side doing Loverman. Now, Shaw Nuff has to do with Billy Shaw, who was Dizzy's manager at the time, and Shaw Nuff is based on I Got Rhythm by Gershwin. And Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie put this together with them, Bird, as we call him, on alto and Diz on trumpet. Al Haig plays piano, Curly Russell bass, Sid Catlett on drums. And the flip side, Loverman by pianist composer Ram Ramirez, and the vocalist is Sarah Vaughan.
No one to love me, love a man. Oh, lovely dream. I go to bed with a prayer that you make love to me, strange as it seems. Someday we'll meet and you dry all my tears and whisper sweet little things in my ear. A hugging and a kissing, oh, what we've been missing. Love a man, oh, where can you be? Love a man, oh, where can you be? Love a man, where can you be?
Dizzy Gillespie, for Guild Records, 1945, two sides of a 10-inch 78 record. Request by Sandra, who lives in Chicago. Shaw Nuff, put together by Parker and Gillespie, based on I Got Rhythm. And Lover Man by Ram Ramirez, and sung to you by Sarah Vaughan. Others, other than Charlie Parker, alto, and Dizzy on trumpet, Al Haig at the piano, Curly Russell bass, and the amazing Sid Catlett. Amazing because Catlett could play in any style and make everybody happy, and those are words that I heard Dizzy tell me one time. This is The Art of Jazz, and this is 88.5, KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
the snoring specialist at ProLiance Eastside Ear, Nose, and Throat. Their surgeons have provided the Pillar Procedure, a minimally invasive 15-minute in-office snoring treatment since 2004. Information about the Pillar Procedure and their snoring specialists can be found at StopSnoringSeattle.com.
And as you must know, if you've been listening for a few minutes, I'm doing requests. I get many of them, and I appreciate that from all of you. From Shreveport, Louisiana, comes Henry. And Henry wants to hear the Charleston Chasers from 1927, specifically After You've Gone and Someday, Sweetheart. The Charleston Chasers was a kind of a pickup band, but they had a lot of guys that stayed in all the recordings, and they changed a little bit. Red Nichols, cornet, Miff Mole on trombone, Jimmy Dorsey, clarinet and alto, Arthur Schutt, playing piano, Dick McDonough, banjo and guitar, Joe Tarto, either tuba or string bass, and Vic Burton on drums. After You've Gone, written by Henry Kramer and John Turner Layton, and Someday, Sweetheart by the Brothers Spikes. Thank you. Charleston Chasers, a request coming in from Shreveport, Louisiana, by Henry. Columbia Records, 1927, After You've Gone, and Someday Sweetheart, Red Nichols, Cornet, Miff Mole, Trombone, Jimmy Dorsey, Clarinet, and Alto, Arthur Shutt, Piano, Dick McDonough, Banjo Guitar, Joe Tarto on Bass, Vic Burton on the drums, and all the other percussive instruments. This is The Art of Jazz, and you're listening to 88.5 KPLU, NPR News, and all that jazz. Support for KPLU comes from
The Clan Cannery, a boutique luxury hotel in Port Townsend, built in 1885 and restored with artisan craftsmanship. The entire overwater venue can be custom-tailored for off-site meetings, management retreats, or destination weddings. More information at clancannery.com.
And continuing with these wonderful requests that have come in over the last few weeks, Michael in Boston wants to hear Wade Legged Trio from Paris in 1953 for Blue Note Records, with Wade Legg at piano, Lou Hackney on bass, and Al Jones on the drums.
Thank you.
From Michael in Boston, that recorded in Paris, 1953, and issued by Blue Note Records. Legg playing the piano, Lou Hackney on bass, and Al Jones on drums. Perdido, written by Juan Teasel. Dream a Little Dream of Me, written by Fabian Andre and Wilbur Schwant. Wade Legg Trio. Now, as I've said, sometimes the requests come in, and they're all for the same thing. A number of months ago, I played Red Rodney playing his trumpet, and Betty called in and said, from Seattle, would you do that again? And John from Detroit, and Barbara from Philadelphia, and Charles from Pittsburgh. A Signal record, 1957, Red Rodney's trumpet, Ira Sullivan's tenor saxophone, Tommy Flanagan piano, Oscar Pettiford bass, Philly Joe Jones on drums.
Thank you.
His quintet, 1957, for Signal Records. His trumpet, Ira Sullivan's tenor. Tommy Flanagan, piano. Oscar Pettiford, bass. And Philly Joe Jones on drums. Star Eyes, written by Gene DePaul. And a beauty by Robert Graham called You Better Go Now. Red Rodney. I'd like to leave you today with this.
Love, oh, careless love. They are weeping more. You brought the wrong man to this life of mine. All my sins to the judgment I'll atone. Love, oh love, oh careless love. Here is all that I can say. Just like a gypsy, I'm roaming around, and I just can't keep these blues away.
Claire Austin from Los Angeles, California, 1954, for Good Time Jazz Records, and W.C. Handy's Careless Love. With her, Kid Ory, trombone, Don Ewell, piano, Ed Garland, bass, and Minor Hall on drums. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU, Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI, Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX, Port Angeles, Victoria, NPR News, and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University. This has been The Art of Jazz. I'm Ken Wiley, and thanks for being out there.